Hello everyone, my name is Elijah David, minister of the 12th Hour Apostolic Seventh-Time Congregation of Mount Zion at the 12th Hour in Little North, Texas. Today is June 10, 2017. Our year is 15, 2021. We'll start our third service on this Sabbath day in the Song of the Bible, Living for Yahshua. My dearest treasure, Surely my Sabbath you shall keep. That's the name of our sermon for today, Exodus 31. We want to look at verse 13. Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that ye may know that I am the Yahweh that does sanctify you. Yahweh's name, one of his names, is found in the Sabbath. It's spelled Abba, A-B-B-A, Abba Father. Now in Mark 14:36, the name Abba is found, Abba Father, is found three times in three verses in the KJV. Mark 14:36, and he said, Abba Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me, nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. Romans 8:15. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Galatians 4:6. And because you are sons, Yahweh has sent forth the spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So now you put S in front of Abba, and you got Saba. And you put TH at the end of Saba, and you've got Sabbath, Sabbath day. So we find out that Abba, the name of the Father, is in the Sabbath day. And when it says there in Exodus 31:13, Verily my Sabbath ye shall keep, then you can go to actually Leviticus 23, and you can find out what those Sabbaths are. And let's go to Leviticus 23 and find what those Sabbaths are. And we'll find out, starting with verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feast of the Yahweh. Now the feast is a synonymous term with Sabbath, as well as holy convocations, or a synonymous term with Sabbath day. So the feast of the Yahweh, which means holy Sabbath day, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations. Holy convocation means holy gatherings of people. Even these are my feast. Even these are my feast. So he says, 6 days shall work be done. So when he says, even these are my feast, he's talking about those seventh-day Sabbaths that comes 52 times a year. Even these are my feast, the 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. So there's 52 of those that come in a given year. And holy convocation, you shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of the Yahweh in all your dwelling. Now having said that, I'm going to go to Mark 3:27-28 and read you something there. And talking about Yahshua being he's also Yahshua of the Sabbath. He's a co-author of the Sabbath. And if I get to it here, it says in verse 25 of Mark 2:25-28, and he said unto them, Have you never read what David did when he had need and was an hungered, he and they that were with him? I went into the house of Yahweh in the days of Abiathar the high priest, and did eat the showbread, which is not lawful to eat, but for the priest, and gave also unto them which were with him. He said unto them, The Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is a master also of the Sabbath. So Yahshua is master also of the Sabbath. So when you go to Leviticus 23, and it says, 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest. Who is the author and the master of the Sabbath? Yahshua, the Son. He is also the Yahweh of the Sabbath. Okay, as I know it says in Leviticus 23, verse 4, and now these are the feasts of the Yahweh, even holy convocation, which you shall proclaim in their season. First he gave you the 52 seventh-day Sabbath feast in 1 year. Now he's going to give you the seasonal Sabbath. So now let's continue on Leviticus 23. We've first covered the 52 Sabbaths and their season, and they come once a week, every 7 days. Now these are the feasts of Yahweh, even holy convocation, which you proclaim in their season. And that's your annual holy days that come once a year. And the 14th day of the first month at even, meaning at the going down of the sun, on the 14th day, to start the 15th day, is the Yahshua's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month, and on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of the Unleavened Bread unto the Yahshua and Yahweh the Father, because they're both authors of the seventh days, all these holy days. There are 7 holy days, Sabbath days in a year. 52 seventh-day Sabbaths, 12 new moon Sabbaths, 6 annual Sabbaths, making 70 all total. So it says, on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of the Unleavened Bread unto the Yahweh and Yahshua, because they're both authors of the Sabbath day. So when you go read in Mark 2:27-28, where it says Yahshua is also Lord of the Sabbath, he changed that word Lord to author of the Sabbath. Change it to author. Okay, now it says in Leviticus 23:7, in the first day you shall have an holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. But you shall offer an offering made by fire unto the Yahweh and Yahshua, both the authors of the Sabbath, 7 days. And the seventh day is in holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein. In other words, it's a holy Sabbath day. And what is that seventh day? That's the solemn assembly, the last day of the Feast of the Unleavened Bread of the Passover week, which is a holy day. It's the seventh day, it's a holy day. Now in the Feast of Tabernacles week, the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles week is the eighth day, and it's a holy convocation day. We'll read that a little bit later. So it says, but ye shall offer an offering made before the Yahweh 7 days, and the seventh day is an holy convocation. That means it's a solemn assembly, last day of the Feast of the Unleavened Bread in the first month, which would be on the 22nd day of the first month, is a holy day. The 15th day of the first month is a holy day. It's the Passover day, Feast of Unleavened Bread day. Verse 9, Leviticus 23, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye be coming to the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest of, then ye shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest unto the priest. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel. This is Leviticus 23:23-43. And the seventh month and the first day of the month shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of the blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. Now I'll read that to you again. Leviticus 23, starting with verse 23 to verse 43. It says, and the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 24, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month and the first day of the month shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of the blowing of trumpets and holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein, but ye shall offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, also on the 10th day of the 7th month, there shall be a day of the atonement. It shall be a holy convocation unto you, and ye shall afflict your souls, and offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh, and ye shall do no work in that same day. What is a day of atonement to make an atonement for you before the Yahweh your Elohim? For whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it be that doeth any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. Ye shall do no manner of work, it shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be unto you a Sabbath of rest, and ye shall afflict your souls. In the 9th day of the month at even, from even unto even, shall ye celebrate your Sabbath. That's the 7th day Sabbath, or any Sabbath. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the 15th day of this 7th month shall be the feast of the tabernacle for 7 days unto Yahweh. On the first day shall be an holy convocation, you shall do no servile work therein. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. On the 8th day shall be an holy convocation unto Yahweh, unto you. Holy convocation unto you, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. It is a solemn assembly, and you shall do no servile work therein. These are the feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocation. To offer an offering made by fire unto Yahweh, a burnt offering, and a meat offering, a sacrifice and drink offerings, everything upon his day, besides the Sabbath of Yahweh, and besides your gifts, beside all your vows, and beside all your freewill offerings, which you shall give unto Yahweh, also on the 15th day of the 7th month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast unto Yahweh 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the 8th day shall be a Sabbath. And you shall take you on the first day the boughs of the gathered trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of thick trees, and the willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice for the Yahweh your Elohim 7 days. You shall keep it a feast on Yahweh 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generation. You shall celebrate it in the 7th month. You shall dwell in the booth 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in the booth, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in the booth and when I brought them out of the land of Egypt, I am the Yahweh, your Elohim. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast of the Yahweh. And when you say feast, you're saying holy days, or you're saying holy convocations, you're saying holy Sabbath days. Leviticus 43. That your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths, when I brought them out of the land of Egypt, I am the Yahweh your Elohim. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast of the Yahweh. And the Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil, olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually. And that's Leviticus 24, verse 1 and 2. Okay, that's the end of our reading on about the holy days. Now let's go to James chapter 3, verse 1. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouth, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships which, though they be so great, and are driven in a fierce wind, yet are they turned about with a very small helm. Whithersoever the governor listeth, even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Okay, so now what did we learn here? In many things we offend all. But if we sin not in the Word, now what is the Word? Let's go to Psalms 119:105. It says, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I believe that's what it is. It says, Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep my righteous judgment. Alright. So now, what is His Word? His Word is a lamp. Now let's go to Proverbs 6:23. And let's see some more about this Word. It says, For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs and instructions are the way of life. So the commandment is a lamp, and the law is the light, and reproofs and instructions are the way of life. Okay, so now that's very good. Now let's go to Nehemiah. Let's go to Nehemiah. Now let's go to Nehemiah chapter 8 and 9. And let's read that, starting verse 1, chapter 8. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man in the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Yahweh had commanded unto Israel. Now keep in mind that Moses is the translator of this book that was dictated to him up in the sanctuary, up in the top of Mount Sinai, when he went up there for 40 days to receive the whole law. Now your Ten Commandments are not the whole law, because it says so there in Exodus 31:18. It says, and I'll read it to you. It says, and he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communing with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone written with the finger of Yahweh. And then over in Isaiah 8:20, he tells us that to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to His word, there's no light in them. And now what is the law? Now we go back to Nehemiah chapter 8, and we'll read a little bit more about this law of Yahweh commanded by Moses, that Moses translated and was dictated unto him by the Son, Yahshua, and Yahweh the Father. Both of them are the authors of the Word. That's another new light that have revealed unto us. Is that Yahweh the Father and the Son, Yahshua, are the co-authors of the Sabbath and all creation and of all the inspired Word. So in Nehemiah 8, verse 2, it says, And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. Now if we skip on over here to Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 3, it says, And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of Yahweh. their Elohim. One fourth part of the day and another fourth part they confess and worship the Yahweh, the Elohim. How long does it take to read the Ten Commandments? Only a few minutes. How long does it take to read the Book of the Law? It takes 6 hours. That's how long it took back then. Alright. So when you deal with the whole law of Yahweh, all that he wants you to know, it takes 6 hours for the scribe of the law to read it unto the congregation. And then you have to have about 10 translators going among the people, clarifying what the scribes read to them, giving them understanding of what they heard, because they just come out of Babylonian captivity of 70 years. This is the house of Judah. And this is almost a foreign language to them anymore. And to think that their ancestors taught the law unto the Egyptians when they were in bondage under them for 215 years down in Egypt. They taught the law unto the Egyptians, and now the descendants, the children of the descendants of these their fathers that taught the law unto the Egyptians, and now they're having to have the scribes and interpreters of the law teach it unto them again, their children, because they've been in captivity, in Babylonian captivity, and they lost the understanding of the law. But they didn't have it with them to read every day. They didn't have a sanctuary that they could worship every day into. So it says, and Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. That's the new moon Sabbath. And he read therefore before the street that was before the water gate from morning until midday. That's 6 hours. Before the men and the women and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. And as I reinforce it again unto you, Nehemiah 9, verse 3, this is, Nehemiah 9, verse 3, it says, and they stood up in their places read in the book of the law of the Yahweh, of Yahweh. So what is this book of the law that Nehemiah is talking about here in Nehemiah 8:3? They were attentive unto the book of the law of Yahweh. It wasn't called the book of the law of Moses, even though in other places it is. But here it's called the book of the law of Yahweh. And Ezra the scribe stood up on a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose of, and beside him stood Mattaniah and Shema, Anaiah and Urijah and Hilkiah and Messiah on his right hand. That looks like about six of them. And on his left hand, Pedadiah, Mishael, Malachiah, and Hashum, and Hadassah, and Zechariah, and Meshulam. That looks like about another six of them. Maybe even seven. And Ezra opened the book of Ezra, the scribe of the law, the interpreter of the law, the priest. He's the priest. He's the only one authorized to read from the book of the law, because he's a learner. He's a learned scribe. For he was above all the people, and when he opened it, all the people stood up. So when he opened the book of the law, all the people stood up in the congregation. And Ezra blessed Yahweh, and the great Yahweh, and all the people answered, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, with lifting up of their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshipped the Yahweh with their faces unto the ground. Also Jeshua and Bani and Sherebiah and Jamin, Akud, Shabbatiah, Hodazah, Messiah, Chiltah, Azariah, Josabad, Hanan, the Pilali and the Levites taught the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read in the book of the law of Yahweh, distinctly. Now the Ten Commandments were written upon stone, and these scribes of the law, Ezra and the rest of them, they were reading from a book. It was a book that Moses had translated the interpretation of the law of Yahweh in. It took him 40 days to do it. Yahweh dictated to him for 40 days. And he gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is a Tishrita, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levite, had taught the people, said unto all the people, this day is holy unto Yahweh your Elohim. Mourn not nor weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy unto our Yahweh. Neither be ye sore, for the joy of the Yahweh is your strength. So the Levites stilled all the people, saying, hold your peace, for the day is holy, and neither be ye grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great mirth, because they had understood the words that were declared unto them. So when you hear this sermon, do you understand it? All the words that declared unto you? Nehemiah 9, verse 1, 9, the 20 and 4th day of this month, the children of Israel were assembled with fasting, and with sackcloth and earth upon them, and the seed of Israel separated themselves from all strangers and stood and confessed their sin and the iniquities of their fathers. And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of Yahweh their Elohim, 1/4 part of the day, and another 1/4 part they confessed and worshipped the Yahweh their Elohim. Then stood up upon the stairs of the Levites, and it talks about Jeshua, and Bani, Chedemiah, Shebaniah, Buni, Sherebiah, Bani, and Shenaniah, and cried a loud voice in Yahweh the Elohim. Then the Levites, Jeshua and Chedemiah, Bani, Heshbanah, Sherebiah, Hodijah, Shebaniah, and Pethahiah said, stand up and bless the Yahweh your Elohim forever and ever, and blessed be thy glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Thou even, thou art Yahweh alone, thou hast made the heaven and the heaven of heaven, with all their hosts, the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the hosts of heaven worship thee. Thou art the Yahweh, the Elohim, which did choose Abram, and brought him forth out of Ur and the Chaldees, and gave us him the name of Abraham, and found us his heart faithful before thee, and made us a covenant with him to give the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Jebusites, and the Girgashites to give it, and say to him and his seed, and has performed thy words, for thou art righteous, and did see the affliction of our fathers in Egypt, and heard us their cry by the Red Sea, and showed us signs and wonders upon Pharaoh and upon all his servants and on all the people of his land. For thou knewest that they dealt proudly against them. So didst thou get thee a name as it is this day. And thou didst divide the sea before them, so that they went through the midst of the sea on the dry land. And their persecutors thou threwest into the depths as a stone into the mighty water. Moreover, thou ledest them in the day by a cloudy pillar, and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way wherein they should go. Thou camest down also upon Mount Sinai, and spakest with them from heaven, and gave us them right judgments and true laws, good statutes and commandments. So here you see, upon Sinai, he gave them right judgments, true laws, good statutes. That's the statutes for all the holy days, and Ten Commandments. And made us known unto them thy holy Sabbath. And so he revealed to them 70 holy Sabbaths a year, and commanded them precepts, statutes and laws by the hand of Moses thy servant. And gave us them bread from heaven for their hunger, and brought us forth bread, or forth water for them out of the rock for their thirst, and promised them that they should go in to possess the land which thou hast sworn to give them, that they and our fathers dealt proudly, and hardened their necks, and hearkened not unto thy commandments, and refused to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return unto their bondage. That thou art a Yahweh ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsookest them not. Yea, when they had made them a molten calf, and said, This is thy Yahweh that brought thee up out of Egypt, and had brought great provocation, yet thou in thy manifold mercies forsookest them not in the wilderness, the pillar of the cloud departed not from them by the day, to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of the fire by the night, to show them light, and the way wherein they should go. Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheldest not thy manna from their mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst. He supplied all their needs. Yea, 40 years did thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing, their toes waxed not old, and their feet swelled not. Moreover, thou gavest them kingdoms and nations, and didst divide them into corners, so they possessed the land of Sihon, and the land of the king of Heshbon, and the land of Og, king of Bashan. His children also multiplied thou as the stars of heaven, and broughtest them into the land concerning which thou hast promised unto their fathers, that they should go in to possess it. So the children went in and possessed the land, and thou subduedest before them the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, and gavest them unto their hand, with their kings and the people of the land, that they might do with them as they would. And they took strong cities and a fat land, and possessed houses full of all goods, wells digged, vineyards and olive yards, and fruit trees in abundance. So they did eat, and were filled, and became fat, and delighted themselves in thy great goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient, rebelled against thee, and cast thy law behind their backs, and slew thy prophets, which testified against them, to turn them to thee. And they wrought great provocation. Therefore thou deliverest them into the hand of their enemies, who vexed them, and in the time of their trouble, when they cried unto thee. Thou heardest them from heaven, and according to thy manifold mercy, thou gavest them saviors, who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they did evil again before thee. Therefore leftest thou them in the hand of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven. And many times didst thou deliver them according to thy mercy, and testifiedest against them, that thou mightest bring them again unto thy law. Yet they dwelt proudly, and hearkened not unto thy commandments, but sinned against thy judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them, and withdrew the shoulder, and hardened their neck, and would not hear. Yet many years didst thou forbear them, and testifiedest against them by thy spirit, and thy prophets, yet would they not give ear. Therefore gavest thou them into the hand of the people of the land. Nevertheless, for thy great mercy's sake, thou didst not utterly consume them, nor forsake them, for thou art a gracious and merciful Yahweh. The Levite's Confession, verse 32, Nehemiah chapter 9. Now therefore, Yahweh, the great and thy mighty and the terrible Yahweh, who keepest covenant and mercy, that not all the troubles seem little before thee, thou hast come upon us, on our kings, on our princes, and on our priests, and on our prophets, and on our fathers, and on all thy people since the time of the kings of Assyria, unto this day. Howbeit, thou art just in all that is brought upon us, for thou hast done right, but we have done wickedly. Neither have our kings, our princes, our priests, nor our fathers kept thy law, nor hearkened unto thy commandments and thy testimony, wherewith thou didst testify against them. You say the same thing about the Adventists today. They're just like these people were back then. They didn't keep any of Yahweh's law. So they have not served thee in their kingdom and in their and thy great goodness that thou gavest them and the large and fat land which thou gavest before them. Now to turn thee from their wicked works. Behold, we are servants this day and for the land that thou gavest unto our fathers to eat the fruit thereof and the good thereof. Behold, we are servants of it. And it yieldeth much increase unto the kings. And thou hast set over us because of our sins. Also they have dominion over our bodies and over our cattle at their pleasure, and we are in great distress. A covenant of those signing it. And because of all this, we make a sure covenant and write it, and our princes, Levites, and priests seal unto it. Okay, now chapter 10 tells about all of those that sealed under that covenant. We're not going to read that. Let's go now to Ezekiel 46. Thus saith Yahweh, Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be open, and in the day of the new moon it shall be open. And the prince shall enter by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate. And the priest shall prepare his burnt offering, and his peace offerings, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. And he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until the evening. Now you notice in verse 1 it says, it shall not be shut the 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be open, and in the day of the new moon. The new moon is also a holy day. Likewise, the people of the land shall, verse 3, shall worship at the door of this gate before the Yahweh and the Sabbath, as all those holy days, and in the new moon, and the burnt offering that the prince shall offer unto the Yahweh in the Sabbath day, the 7th day Sabbath, shall be 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. And the meat offering shall be an ephah for a ram, and the meat offering for the lambs, and he shall be able to give an hint of all to an ephah. And in the day of the new moon it shall be a young bullock without blemish, and 6 lambs and a ram, he shall be without blemish. And he shall prepare a meat offering, an ephah for a bullock, and an ephah for a ram, and for the lambs, according as his hand shall attain unto, and an hin of an oil to an ephah. And when the prince shall enter, he shall go in by the way of the porch of that gate, and he shall go forth by the way thereof. And when the people of the land shall come before the Yahweh in the solemn feast, he that entereth in by the way of the north gate to the worship shall go out by the way of the south gate, and he that entereth by the way of the south gate shall go forth by the way of the north gate, and he shall not return by the way of the gate whereby he came in, but shall go forth over against it. And the prince in the midst of them, when they go in, shall go in, and when they go forth, they shall go forth. And in the feast and in the solemnities, the meat offering shall be an ephah to a bullock and an ephah to a ram, and to the lambs, and as he is able to give, and an hin of oil to an ephah. Now when the prince shall prepare a voluntary burnt offering or peace offering voluntarily, and the Yahweh, one shall then open him the gate that looketh toward the east, and he shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offering as he did on the Sabbath day, and he shall go forth, and after his going forth one shall shut the gate. Then shalt thou prepare a burnt offering of Yahweh the Lamb of the first year without blemish. Thou shalt prepare it every morning. There's your daily. And thou shalt prepare a meat offering for it every morning, the sixth part of an ephah, and the third part of an hin of oil. Your temper with the fine flour, a meat offering continually by the perpetual ordinance unto the Yahweh. This shall they prepare the lamb and the meat offering and the oil every morning for a continual burnt offering. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim. If the prince give a gift unto any of his sons, the inheritance thereof shall be his son. It shall be the possession by the inheritance. But if he give a gift of his inheritance to one of his servants, then it shall be his to the year of liberty. After it shall return to the prince. But his inheritance shall be his son. For then, moreover, the prince shall not take as the people's inheritance by oppression, to thrust them out of their possession, that he shall give his son's inheritance out of his own possession, that thy people be not scattered every man from his possession. As he brought me through the entry, which was at the side of the gate, into the holy chamber of the priests, which looked toward the north, and behold, there was a place on the two sides westward. Then said he unto me, this is the place where the priests shall bore all the trespass offering, and the sin offering, where they shall break the meat offering, and they shall bear them not out into the outer court to sanctify the people. And he brought me forth into the outer court, and caused me to pass by the four corners of the court, and behold, in every corner of the court there was a court. And in the four corners of the court there were courts joined of 40 cubits long and 30 broad. These four corners were of one measure. And there was a row of building round about, and them round about them four. And it was made with boiling places under the rows round about. Then said he unto me, these are the places of them that boil, where the ministers of the house shall boil the sacrifice of the people. That ends Ezekiel chapter 46. Back to Exodus 31. Verse 13, it says, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation. And this word sign, all of these holy days mentioned in Leviticus 23 are signed unto Israel forever, through to the end of time. And because they are a sign between Yahweh and his people. And Yahweh says, I'm the Yahweh the Elohim, I change not. Okay, so when he established the Sabbath and the holy day, believe it or not, he established all of the holy days in the week of creation. People don't realize that. Chapter 2, verse 1 and 2 of Exodus, he completed creation on the seventh day, on the sixth day, and he rested the seventh day, the Sabbath. But on the 14th day, the fourth day, he created the sun, the moon, the stars for a calendar in the sky so that you would know here on earth when to keep all of the holy days and their seasons. So everything was set up in the week of creation for the observance of all the holy days during the year. And that was 70 holy days a year, 52 seventh-day Sabbath, 12 new moon Sabbath, and six annual Sabbaths. So he said these were signs. These were signs. These Sabbath days were signs between him and his people always. Not just the seventh-day Sabbath, but all the holy days were a sign. That's how he identifies who his people are, is by the holy days. So it says in verse 14, you shall keep this Sabbath, therefore it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death, for whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy unto the Yahweh. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep these Sabbaths to observe these Sabbaths throughout their generation for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever, for in 6 days Yahweh made the heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end of communion with him upon Mount Sinai, 2 tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of Yahweh. So the Ten Commandments was called the 2 tables of testimony. It wasn't called the 2 tables of the law. It was called the 2 tables of the testimony. Isaiah 8:20 says, to the law and to the testimony. The law of Yahweh is written in a book, translated by Moses, dictated to him by Yahshua and Yahweh in the sanctuary upon Mount Sinai for 40 days. Now in Leviticus 19:3 it says, you shall fear every man his mother and his father and keep my Sabbaths. That's all of the holy days, not just the seventh day Sabbath, all of them. I'm the Yahweh, your Elohim. Turn you not unto idols, nor make unto yourselves molten gods. I am the Yahweh, your Elohim. And if you offer a sacrifice of peace offerings unto the Yahweh, you shall offer it your own will. Okay, now let's go to Exodus chapter 20. It says that, and Yahweh spake all these words, saying, I'm the Yahweh thy Elohim, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, for I, the Yahweh, the Elohim, am a jealous Yahweh, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Now this is not only the Ten Commandments, but it's all of His commandments. And there's many more. Thou shalt not take the name of Yahweh the Elohim in vain, for the Yahweh will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh the Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And all the people saw the thunders and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. They said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not Yahweh speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for Yahweh is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. And so that means keep all of his holy days, not just the seventh day Sabbath, so that you will sin not. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where Yahweh was. And Yahweh said unto Moses, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, you have seen that I have walked with you from heaven. I have talked with you from heaven. Ye shall not take with me gods of silver, neither shall you make unto your gods of gold. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offering. and thy peace offerings, thy sheep and thine oxen, in all places where I record my name. See, he has recorded his name out here at Liberty Hill, Texas, where we live. I will come unto thee, I will bless thee, and if thou wilt make me an altar stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone. For if thou lift up thy tool upon it, thou hast polluted it. Neither shalt thou go up by steps unto mine altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. This brings the close of our study. Our contest at the 11th hour call. We're going to close now with a song. How beautiful heaven must be. We read of a place that's called heaven. It's made for the pure and the free. These truths the author he has forgiven. A beautiful heaven must be. A beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. Fair haven of rest for the weary. A beautiful heaven must be. The waters of laughter are flowing, and all who have drank the deep clean, the jewels of the splendor are flowing. A beautiful heaven must be. A beautiful heaven must be. Sweet home of the happy and free. A haven of rest for the weary. A beautiful heaven must be. For the angels so sweetly are singing, a death of beautiful scene. Sweet chords from their glow hearts are ringing, a beautiful heaven must be. A beautiful heaven must be. Home of the happy and free. Fair haven at rest for the weary. A beautiful heaven must be.